You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Swallow the Rat with Other Rooms featuring Yuko Miyoshi. Got a good like laugh soundtrack as we entered there from the offices. How are you this morning, Stephen? It's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, kia ora. I'm really great. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's so exciting to see new music from Swallow the Rat. We were sort of chatting about that as the new era of what you guys are up
yes.
to at the moment.
Yeah.
It seems like a really like cool, fruitful time for you guys and what you've been rehearsing, practicing, releasing. Got new music, like a whole new album on the way.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah.
What's been happening at Rat HQ? So I'd love to ask people about the headquarters.
Headquarters. Yeah. Look, we recorded the album about 18 months ago. Been really busy getting it mixed over in the States, getting it mastered, getting it cut. We got the record properly cut.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and yeah, so...
So really cut, not pressed.
So we got the cut done by Carl Saff, who's done a whole bunch of stuff with Sonic Youth and things like that.
Oh, my God, yeah, flex.
So it sounds the best thing we've ever released.
Yeah. That must be so exciting in and of itself. How did you get the hookups with him?
Oh, we emailed him.
Yeah. That's how all the best things happen, yes. Just a cold email.
He's looking for work just like everyone else.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys have really been, I think, like leveling up in the live performances and in the sound over the last wee while. I just am so excited for this new era. You've got a music video as well that goes with the new track.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Tell us a wee bit about the vision for this, what was going on?
So our friend Shane Warbrick, who's done a bunch of really good videos, not many lately, so we talked him into doing this. He and I talked about what the song was about, which is, you know, kind of about colonialism, things like that, and
yep.
he just kind of took that and ran with it and turned it into a brain that wants to take over the world.
I love it.
Yes, sort of Peter Jackson sort of, you know, brain dead kind of vibes.
Totally. It's very sort of, I was going to say, it's like brain in a jar is probably all you need to know to make you want to go and watch it.
Yes.
It's very cool.
Schlocky.
Schlocky, yeah, yes. Very schlocky. It is a really interesting track. Terra Nullius, even when I saw the title, I was like, I reckon I know what this is going to be sort of at least talking to. Why did you guys feel like writing a song about this was something that you wanted to do at this point?
Look, my family's been in New Zealand a long time, like 1840s, 1850s, and, you know, used to own a lot of land, farmers down Whanganui way. Mm. And me and my dad were just talking about it, about, like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
It's all gone now, of course. And, you know, you dig into it and it's not a pretty scene.
No.
And so I was just, you know, trying to, I don't know, as far as lyrics go, just trying to sort through that in my head.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and sort of working my way through that process.
It's an interesting one where we're still in such a, like, nascent stage as a colonial country for, like, Pākehā unpacking that for themselves, and, like, that idea of knowing your own, to borrow a Māori word, whakapapa,
yeah,
to understand how you've come here, to understand where you stand on somebody else's land. Is
totally,
so,
right.
It is a bit of a mind melt, but it's a really important one to
It was never talked about in my family,
no.
Right? And now it is, which is cool.
That is cool. So how did those conversations in your family start?
Oh, I mean, my dad's kind of led it a bit, but talking to the iwi down there and going, hey, Okirai, which is the old homestead, it's been sold off, but, like, we're working with iwi now to, they've got a bit of the land back.
Yeah.
And we're working with them to reforest it because they wanted to, I suppose, you know, it all been denuded, like bring it back, it's Māori.
That's so awesome.
It's been
cool that your dad's been doing that as well.
He's a good one
I feel like punk music always has a good relationship with tackling problems head on, you know, talking about it, not talking around it, just talking about it.
Yeah, and that was kind of something, like, I probably, you know, in my various bands I've been, I've probably always talked around stuff, and I just kind of wanted to sort of be a bit more, you know, laid on the ground.
Yeah,
you know?
Direct.
Yeah.
And discussing colonization and in this country. This is a track that I am very excited about. I really reckon people should watch the video, but the album
is not that serious.
No, yes. I think that also, that's the other thing that punks know, is that you can have these serious conversations in a fun way.
Yes.
It can be hard, fast, and lighthearted at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the record, tell us a wee bit about South Locust.
You mean the name or how we kind of went about it?
I want to know about the name because I think it's a really interesting sort of evocative title.
Yeah, so we were just before COVID touring in the States, and we played some shows outside of Dallas. I think we were in a place called Denton, and we were not lost, but we were trying to find our way to the venue, and we were down this sort of pretty weird back road, and there's a sign for the road, which is called South Locust.
Sick.
And we're just like, what the hell? Like, this is sort of, you know, sort of David Lynch vibes, right? And so that kind of, we discussed it in the van at that time. I was like, that would be a cool album title. And so we kind of, like, was like, well, that's in the bag.
Yeah, totally.
It's kind of a funny thing, eh? Like, locust trees are like a pretty tree with thorns.
Oh, wow.
And so there's all these towns all over America called Locust, which is, like, for me, is like this biblical.
Yeah, menacing.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would you name your town, a town out of a plague of locusts?
Yeah. That's so interesting because that's where my brain went as well.
Totally.
Especially after we've just been talking about colonization. And that's such a fascinating symbol maybe to unpack. Yeah,
I mean, it's got nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah, totally.
But it also, it kind of leads you, you can, like, pick a path to making that interesting, right?
Yeah, hard out. And then, process-wise, what's it look like? Because it's been a wee bit over a year that you've kind of had all of this cooking.
Yeah. So we tracked this, 2021 with Nick Abbott, who did the first record, and we kind of like to do things different every time, right?
Yeah, cool.
So we finished doing the vocals and guitar overdubs in our studio. Got a bunch of guests, which will be revealed.
Ooh, exciting.
Some cool ones. And then we again went looking for a different mixer just to mix it up, because Nick did a great job on the first record, but we wanted to change it up. So we approached Sonny DePerry, who's he's done Dive, Proto Mata.
So sick.
Yeah, he's worked with Nine Inch Nails and stuff like that. And he's got this ridiculous CV. We just hit him up and we agreed on a number. And
I think if there's a lesson to be taken from today, is hit them up. Hit up the people you think are cool. You never know.
Yeah, and look, that was a really interesting process, right? Because he kind of emailed us, you know, we were talking about it and we had a few Zoom calls because he's in LA, and he was like, well, I want to know what the album's about, what music you're listening to, what art you're into, what books you're reading. I want to get inside your headspace.
That's really interesting.
It's like one of those cocktail bars where you tell them what
and they make you an album. Yes.
And so that was a really interesting, I've never had that before. And obviously it sounds great.
That's super exciting. I can't wait to hear the rest of the record. 1st of September is when it's coming out via Shifting Sounds, which is this US fantastic label, and you're going to be playing a bunch of shows as well, I believe. You're taking a tour of New Zealand and Australia, which is pretty cool. Playing here on the 8th of September at the Wine Cellar, but you can grab tickets, you can see all the details, I should say, from Under the Radar. And where can you grab tickets from?
That'll be Under the Radar shortly. Sick. We're about to. We're just nailing the supports.
Nice. Let's have a spin of Terra Nullius from Swallow the Rat. Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming in. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That is Swallow the Rat with Terra Nullius.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.